Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Well, good morning and welcome, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe, here with you on a Tuesday morning. We've covered so much in the past day and a half in terms of showtime. I kind of felt like it was already Thursday, but I don't want to rush it because then we're on the weekend and we're not together. So 888-455-1360, that's the number, 888-455-1360. If you get a busy signal, you just got to try again. I told you the trick, right? I'm giving away, like, behind-the-veil tricks on talk radio. When you hear me finish with a call, that's when a line opens up. Of course, you can text 79489, and you can email regular.joe at mwcradio.com. Those are the ways to plug in. And by the way, it is 10:07 a.m. Central Time. In Moscow, part of the former USSR, Bernie Sanders' favorite honeymoon spot, it is 6:07 p.m. Kiev, Ukraine, which the current leader of Russia is trying to make part of the country again, it is 6:07 p.m. as well. In Zimbabwe, 5:07 p.m. The West Indies, it's 11:07 a.m. The Hollywood Hills, where there are plentiful straws, slightly used, but good for painting, it is 8:07 a.m. And over there in Taiwan, a country unto itself, not unlike Kiev, Ukraine, it is 11:07 p.m. And that is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, brought to you at the top of each and every hour so that we can never forget the scum and villainy operating out of 1600 Pennsylvania. We got to find that soundbite, by the way. I don't know if people realize that is a, I am quoting the great philosopher, possibly one of the greatest philosophers of all time, Obi-Wan Kenobi from the original Star Wars, later titled A New Hope. He talks about Mos Eisley. I used to have the soundbite, and I used to use it to describe Congress. He says in the, what, did you not watch Star Wars? Are you culturally ignorant, my friend? I mean, come on. He stands there with Luke, and they're looking down at Mos Eisley, and he says, Mos Eisley, you'll never find, a bigger collection of scum and villainy in the universe. And so, and I used to, when I used to use that in other, when I did other talk radio, whenever I'd make a reference to what's going on in the U.S. Congress, we'd hit that soundbite. But anyway, it's more apt now. I mean, not that Congress is much better. It's when you are a crime family that is so bad that you suddenly make Congress look a little better. I mean, we're in trouble at that point. So anyway, 888-455-13. I just want people to know where it's coming from. So Anthony Blinken, and we're going to get back to the phone. So hang in there a second. But I do got to get a little bit of the Anthony Blinken stuff in here. By the way, I played one soundbite from Blinken earlier, and we had a text message that says, why in the hell is this jackhole not being questioned in person? Well, actually, it's funny because the guy I played earlier that was raking Anthony Blinken over the coals, Scott Perry, actually asked that question. Because he said, if it's not, in the hearing, he said, well, if it's not top secret, Mr. Secretary, can you tell us where you're testifying from? And he said, the State Department. So, and Perry said, he goes, oh, you couldn't be bothered to come down to Congress to testify in person. And today, he's in person in the Senate, right? So today, and right now he's, oh, well, that should be fun. He's being questioned by Waterboy. But he's in person for the Senate. So apparently he got that message. But yesterday he couldn't be bothered to get down. It's a long trip from the State Department to Capitol Hill. I mean, you know, it was 10 minutes or something like that. Anyway, but yesterday, and we'll probably have sound tomorrow. But first of all, I see it actually as we're looking at the hearings right now. He's being questioned once again about the number of Americans that are there, that are in Afghanistan, still in Afghanistan at this point. And I'm going to, he was asked this yesterday. I'm trying to find where the one with the numbers is, because I find something interesting about the answer, because he apparently just gave the same answer. Do you know, let's see, which one is it that has a, well, here's the first one. First thing he says, that they were ready for everything. They had no surprise, even though they're a surprise. He says that. Then he goes on. He's asked directly about Americans being mistreated. Now, understand, news networks, newspapers, they have pictures in video. They have eyewitness accounts. They have people that were actually receiving the beatings that have talked to them. And this is what Anthony Blinken comes up with, cut number 11.
I can't say whether there are any American citizens who are not in contact with or don't know of who may have been mistreated in some fashion in Afghanistan.
He's not sure. He's only the Secretary of State. But, you know, I mean, I'm not aware of it. This is like the whole plausible deniability. Well, don't tell me. I'm not going to watch any of the news. You realize that even the mainstream legacy media has been more forthright and honest, that's saying something, than Anthony Blinken and the State Department have been about this. Now, I it's in here, but I'll find it. He's asked about the number of Americans. And he says, I think that's a back and forth with Perry again. There's a couple. No, I think it was actually Brian Mast. I'm trying to remember which one it was. Where they talk about how many people are left in Afghanistan. Now, what's interesting about this to me is the number that he gives is the same number they gave 2.5, 3 weeks ago. And despite the fact that some Americans have gotten out, that we know there's a certain number of Americans waiting to get out because they've grounded the planes, the number doesn't change. How is that possible? How can there still be 100 Americans if some, because remember, we think it's about 100, maybe 200, but closer to 100. That was the original talking point. That was the original talking point. And then they settled on 100, and it's been 100 ever since. Well, I mean, if more people are getting out, wouldn't the number go down? How do you continue to do this? It doesn't make any sense. Now, of course, and we'll play a little more of his sound in a bit, but before I go to the phones, let's understand who's the leader of this this ring. Here's Joe Biden yesterday at a press conference. Cut number one, yeah, he's completely in control of his faculties.
I'm sorry to go on so long. Thank you. Turn it back to you, man. I guess that's who I'm turning it back to. I don't know who. Anyway, whoever is to do the talk.
That would be me. Thank you, Mr. President.
Who's talking? Oh, yeah, I'm here to save the day. That's me. That's me, Mr. Biden. I'll take care of that. Now, he goes off script, by the way, at this event. Where it clearly went off script. You want to know? Here, I'll tell you. I'll play what he said. And I'll explain how it's very clear he went off script. Cut two.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
One of the things that I've been working on with some others is...
You see the silence? You know why? They cut the feed. Literally, the graphic comes up on the screen. Thank you, the White House. So as he's in the middle of trying to ask a question, which clearly wasn't supposed to be asked. And I mean, he's a thing with others. Can someone give me my card? I don't know what I've been working on. One more from Joe Biden. And this is before they cut the feed. Now, look, remember Corn Pop? He was a bad dude. Gonna wrap a chain around his head. You thought all that happened at a pool. Well, because that's what he told you. Well, no. That wasn't the first job. No, cut three. This is where he began his career.
I grew up in a little town called Claymont, Delaware, and I went to school. I used to tell Frank Church this. My first job offer, where I wanted, my wife, deceased wife and I, wanted to move to Idaho because we think, not a joke, it's such a beautiful, beautiful state. And I interviewed for a job with Boise Cascade. And in the meantime, there was a war going on. Anyway, but the whole point was that I used to always kid Frank. But I grew up in this little steel town called Claymont, Delaware, when Scranton shut down because of coal mine.
I like in my point. What was your point? That's what everyone's trying to figure out. By the way, he was claiming to be a lumberjack. He was the next thing you're going to know, he's going to tell you, I was the model for brawny paper towels. That was really Joe Biden in that plaid shirt. Yes, sir. It's probably a page. Remember the coloring book they did for Joe Biden? Remember that? Oh, yeah. The coloring. I'm sure that that's it's the next page after the one where he's wearing nothing but an American flag towel. I'm sorry. I just kind of threw up in my mouth. But anyway, it's that really exists. It really exists. But that's so maybe that explains why we have such a lack and a dearth of leadership at all roles, because that is the guy living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. At any rate, there's a war going on. What is that? The war cut the lumberjack industry down. What? We needed less paper. I don't know. What? How is it they let this man go out in public? I mean, honestly, I think I'd be okay with a body double at this point. I know there's a theory. I'd be okay if it's somebody that could complete a sentence, could have a coherent thought. Just, I'm saying. Where's Ben Kingsley when you need him? He was in the movie, the Iron Man movie, where he was imitating a terrorist. He was playing the role. His character is Trevor Slattery, who's a thespian actor that is hired by a bad organization to play the terrorist on video. So we need Ben Kingsley could come in and play the role. At least it'd be more, I don't know if it'd be more entertaining, but it might be more succinct. Going to get back to the phones, 888-455-1360. Going to go to Roxanne in Green Bay. Good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Well, good morning. The more we listen to Joe Biden, the more I could potentially forget what I was going to say.
Yeah, it could be contagious. It might be more contagious than the Delta variant.
Well, to answer your first question, your question of the day, absolutely not. Second of all, I'm just curious. Is Robin Voss afraid of the police dog, Janelle Branchon, because he might have rigged his own election and he doesn't want her to find out?
Well, you know, I don't. Roxanne, it's a good question. And I stop short of thinking that it was a mess. Because I always talk about there's sins of commission and sins of omission, right? Sins of commission are when you do it. So, like, rigging his own election. I don't think that's the case. And I don't, and I want to be clear, this is just pure speculation on my part. I think, though, that why many are working their hardest to not let this really happen is for sins of omission. Situations where they were aware things were being done, things that could have been prevented, and they just looked the other way because it wasn't going to hurt them. You got to remember, Robin Voss is an on-the-record never-Trumper. He was very vocal about it, although we're supposed to pretend like that never happened. Although I can still pull the articles up where he's quoted as a never-Trumper. So if it was something that might hurt the presidential ticket but wasn't going to hurt anything down ticket, maybe they looked the other way. But an investigation like this would absolutely bring some of that to the fore. And again, it's speculation. I'm not making an accusation. But it certainly might explain some of the reticent nature that we're seeing from Republicans and certainly Democrats, all the Democrats and some Republicans on this, because it just doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't we want to do that which would get us to a unequivocal, honest, clear answer?
Well, just a thought.
No, Roxanne, I think it's certainly worth the speculation to try to figure it out, because again, there's something driving it. And it's not a principal issue. It's not a question of legality or anything else. There's something driving it. And again, the people of Wisconsin have a right to know because he's on their dime. All of these public officials get paid by you and me, and they need to be accountable for that reason. So, you know what? Your guess is as good as anyone's, Roxanne. And of course, Robin effing Voss has never agreed to come on the show because we could ask him directly and perhaps he could enlighten us. But after all, he's too busy looking for the popcorn interviews.
The Regular Joe Show. WTAQ News.